Macoja Thofalcha Roiv Gdi Erclar Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bullard, and I want to welcome you to this week's edition of our programme Sounds Irish. I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. Ballads, folk, traditional, country and Irish, old-time Irish-American songs and instrumentals, all with an Irish flavour or some connection with Ireland. So stay tuned and enjoy this week's edition of Sounds Irish. Diva Codja. Hello, friends. Doesn't time fly? It doesn't seem a week ago since I was sitting here in my little studio here in Bray, County Wicklow, on the east coast of Ireland, doing a Sounds Irish programme for you. But yet, here we are. And I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the music and the tracks that I've got lined up for you on this week's programme. First of all, just to let you know, it is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But of course, you can contact me at any time. Email address. And don't forget, we have a new email address for the programme, everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky, S-K-Y, dot com. You have a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, a question about Ireland or Irish music? I'd love to hear from you. Right, speaking of loving to hear from you, I'd love to hear from the Benn sisters. Now, we haven't had the Benn sisters for quite some time. From Northern Ireland they are. I think the last time we played them, it was the Connemara Marble Ring. They told the story of the granny, you remember. Well, this time, it's not granny, it's mother. The young man's going away and his mother leaves him a very important message. Remember, lad, a mother's love is a blessing. This was a huge hit many years ago for Bridie Gallagher. In fact, I once accompanied Bridie. I was playing piano and she was singing this song. Anyway, I digress. Enough of the prattle. Here are the Benn sisters and a mother's love's a blessing.
You'll miss her when she's gone.
Now we have what I like to call country and Irish. Well, not only I like to call it, everybody likes to call it country and Irish. It's a duet by two of the leading lights in the Irish music scene, Daniel O'Donnell and Mary Duff. Now, I think the original of this was done by the Browns, but this Mary and Daniel and their interpretation of I Heard the Bluebird Sing.
A girl out in the hills who gave my lonely heart a thrill. Her beauty seemed just like a breath of spring. And when I looked into her eyes, I thought of blue as summer skies. When I held her hand in mine, I heard the bluebirds sing. They sang of wondering,
wondering if he'll love her.
Will she marry?
Marry if he'll ask her.
Will her heart be?
Heart be true for him.
And evermore, and when she's lonely,
lonely is he near her.
When there's sadness,
sadness will he cheer her.
Will they always,
always be together
until in death they part? I courted her for months on end until she promised we would wed. We planned on being married in the spring. All through the long cold winter months, it seemed that spring would never come. Every gloomy winter day I heard the bluebirds sing. They sang of waiting,
waiting for the flowers,
and of counting,
counting every hour,
till the bluebird,
bluebird chirped its welcome
into the world once more. And though we're waiting,
waiting for the sunshine,
we keep hating,
hating every storm cloud
that has gathered,
gathered o'er the mountain
to keep us far apart. Spring touched the earth, we married in the village church. Our wedding seemed just like a dream come true. So many years have come and gone, our love is still as true and strong as when I found her long ago. And still the bluebirds sing, they sing of loving,
loving every hour,
that I'm married,
married to my flower.
We'll be happy,
happy ever after,
since the day we met. And though until the end of time.
Now, that's as good a version of that song as you'd hear anywhere. Daniel O'Donnell and Mary Duff and I Heard the Bluebird Sing. And country and Irish, friends, is growing in popularity here in Ireland. As I said, I think it was on last week's programme, not so much in the big cities like Dublin and Cork, but certainly in the rural areas, more and more people are listening to country and Irish. Country is, well, country is it, but country and Irish is country music with a bit of an Irish flavour. It could be an Irish song sung by an Irish singer or written by an Irishman, but you get the general idea, does it not? Anyway, enough of the prattle. Here is somebody I've only featured once on Sounds Irish. That's Farmer Dan. And Farmer Dan, well, what else would he be reminiscing about? He's far away from Ireland and he's thinking of an Irish harvest day.
As I walk through London City, neath the sky so dark and grey, I cannot hear familiar sounds. My thoughts are drifting away. And across the deep blue ocean and down the old roadway, to see again the thrashing mill on an Irish harvest day. It's an Irish harvest day that's long passed away. Beautiful memories lines red again. My footsteps home on this Irish harvest day. I can see my dear old mother outside her cabin door, singing some old Irish song I long to hear once more. And I wonder if she's waiting with those kind words she might say. God bless you, son, and welcome home on this Irish harvest day. It's an Irish harvest day that's long passed away. Beautiful memories will never decay. And no matter where I wander, and no matter where I stray, I'll tread again my footsteps home on this Irish harvest day. Are all dead and gone from around the homestead door. And the young folk are all scattered while the old ones passed away. There's no one left to greet me on this Irish harvest day. It's an Irish harvest day that's long passed away. Beautiful memories will never decay. And no matter where I wander, and no matter where I stray, I'll tread again my footsteps home on this Irish harvest day. Footsteps home on this Irish harvest day.
Reminiscing from Farmer Dan, an Irish harvest day. We're moving up to County Tyrone now. Now, regular listeners will be aware that Joe has this habit of jumping around all over Ireland from village to village to town to city. Could happen any time during the programme. Here's Frankie McBride telling us about a pretty little girl from Oma, which is in County Tyrone.
Ever grown, and sure as the moon and stars above, falling head over heels in love, the pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. There's cute little girls in Ulster Band, they're just as pretty in Monaghan, this to every roving eye is known. But I guess that I'd be out of bounds, cause somewhere between those northern towns is a pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. She wears my ring and tells her friends she's gonna marry me. Best of all, she tells them all she's happy as can be. Oh, lucky me. Well, I don't know what you've done to me, but there's nothing else that my eyes can see. Pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. South and Ultramore, I recall that yellow dress.
dress she wore. She walked along the shore there all alone. And I guess that was my lucky day when she came there on her holiday. Pretty little girl from Omaha in the county of Tyrone. She wears my ring and tells her friends she's gonna marry me. Best of all, she tells them all she's happy as can be. Oh, lucky me. Well, I don't know what you've done to me, but there's nothing else that my eyes can see. Pretty little girl from Omaha in the county of Tyrone. That pretty little girl from Omaha in the county of Tyrone.
Now, before I play this next track, it's by Seamus Moore. Now, Seamus is normally associated with singing humorous songs, and he does them very well, too. But here, he's a bit serious, and this song strikes home to me. When I tell you, first of all, that my father, after he had retired from the army after the war was over, he worked on the building sites in England, as did thousands of Irish men. They left Ireland to go to work in England, on the roads, in the mines, building railways, on the building sites, all over the UK. And they were always known as paddies. And here, Seamus has got a wonderful acronym for paddy. P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for doing if it can be done. And D is for drinking when your work, day's work is done. Y is for always yearning for home. And that amounts to paddy. And here's an old man looking out of the window at the end of the day. I just want to tell you here also that he talks about a girl he met in the Galty. The Galty Moor was a very famous Irish dance hall in London. And it was there, and it was among many other famous Irish dance halls, but it was about the most famous. And here's this old man now looking out the window at the end of the day and summarising his life. Seamus Moore and Paddy.
From his window he watches as people come and go on their way, rushing to catch the train homewards, as he often did in his day. He remembers the dark of the mornings and the days he worked in the rain. The good times, the bad times, and the friends that he knew, he'll never see them again. At night when the streets are deserted, except for the takeaway signs, he thinks of the men that he worked with, on the buildings, the roads and the mines. The girl that he met in the Galty, he thought he might make her his own. And maybe if there was less drinking, he wouldn't have wound up alone. P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for doing if it can be done. And D is for drinking when working was done. Y is for yearning to see home again. Proud to be Irish and a hard-working man. Paddy, remember, though your day is done, you're the rock that England stands on. He can never explain just what happened, or the years seem to pass like a day. Was it the rain or the shovel took the strength from his limbs away? Sometimes he thinks of the boring that led from his house to the lane, and the fields that he worked with his father. He'll never see them again. P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for doing if it can be done. And D is for drinking when working was done. Y is for yearning to see home again. Proud to be Irish and a hard-working man. Paddy, remember, though your day is done, you're the rock that England stands on. As he makes his way back to the shelter, the rain starts to fall on the ground. A young man just in from Cork City asks where work could be found. He said, son, take a long look at Paddy, and remember whatever you do, this broken old man you are seeing was once a young fellow like you. P is for powerful when put to the test. A is for always doing your best. D is for doing if it can be done. And D is for drinking when working was done. Y is for yearning to see home again. Proud to be Irish and a hard-working man. Paddy, remember, though your day is done, you're the rock that England stands on.
You know, I think my dad would have agreed with Seamus Moore there on that one, that you're the rock that England stands on. Because my father always used to say, God rest him, that Irish men built England. We won't go there now, because I want to play for you now an unusual recording by Mike Denver. Now, Mike is a very, very big star in the Irish country scene, both here in Ireland and around the world. But here he's singing a song which is not really a country song, and I think he does it very well. It was written by a friend of mine, Liam Riley, the keyboard player with Bagatelle. And it tells the story of a young man who comes from the country, and he comes to Dublin, and he's going to make his way in Dublin. But while he's there, his father tells him, go over to New York, and while you're in New York, give this note to my brother. Now, it seems that the father's brother was a policeman in New York, and when the young man was travelling over to America, he got the news that his uncle had been shot down. He had been killed in a foray in New York. So he rang the father, and the father didn't take it too well. And when he went back home, the father passed on. And instead of taking the farm, he decided to pack up bag and baggage and go and live in New York. But there's a lovely line in this song. Before he left Ireland, he put into his bag a handful of earth. He settled down and he made a new life for himself in New York, but he never forgot his Irish home. And there's some lovely lines in this song, a wonderful song. Let's hear it. Enough of my talking here. Let's hear Mike Denver and The Streets of New York. But as I say so often on these tracks on Sounds Irish, do listen to the story.
I was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said me father, Stop rushing like hell and remember all's not what it seems to be. For those fellas that cut you for the coat on your back are the watch that you got from your mother. So take care of the young buckle and mind yourself well. Will you give this we know to my brother? At the time, Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn, and my father, the youngest, looked after the farm. When a phone call from America said, send the lad over, and the old fella said, you couldn't do any harm. For I spend my life working this dirty old ground, for a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. Sure, maybe there's something you'll learn or you see. You can bring it back home, make it easy on me. So I landed at Kennedy, and a big yellow taxi carried me and my bags through the streets and the rain. Well, me poor heart was thumping around with the excitement, and I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the sharp parkway to the flatlands in Brooklyn, to my uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, you're as free as a bird. Well, the short in the story, what I found out that day, was that Benji was shot down in an uptown foray. And while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in a cold city morgue. Well, I phoned up the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. And he wept as he told me, go ahead with the plan, and not to forget, be a proud Irish man. So I went up to Nellie's beside Fordham Road, and I started to learn about lifting the load. But the heaviest thing that I carried that year was the bittersweet thoughts of my hometown so dear. I went home that December, 'cause the old fella died. Had to borrow the money from Phil on the side. And all the broad flowers and brass couldn't tie the poor wasted face of my father. I sold up the old farmyard for what it was worth, and into my bag took a handful of earth. And I boarded a train, and I caught me a plane, and I found myself back in the U.S. again. It's been 22 years since I set foot in Dublin. Me kids know to use the correct knife and fork. But I'll never forget the green grass and the rivers as I keep law and order on the streets of New York. La 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 la.
Now, I know that track is longer than we normally have. In fact, on today's programme, we have quite a few longish tracks. But that was a lovely version of The Streets of New York from Mike Denver. I think the last time I played, we played the Liam Riley version with Bagatelle. Now, here's another rather long track because it's a reminiscing song again, because it's T.R. Dallas and he's telling us all about growing up in an Irish village. This story, I tell you, is true. Now, the last time we played this, it was the Anne-Marie Reardon version of it. And if you behave yourselves, we might hear Anne-Marie before the end of the programme. But this is T.R. Dallas telling us all about the things that happen in village life, or happened in village life years ago. And there are things that you may not quite grasp, but I think you get the general idea if you listen to the lyrics. And I'd like to think that anybody listening to this particular track who has left Ireland for quite some time and still remembers those old days.
for a while through my memory, and I'll tell you of times long ago, when we walked to school summer and winter, barefoot through the fields we would go. I remember our little thatched cottage and the half door led into the hall, the crane o'er the fire in the kitchen, and the grandfather clock on the wall. This doubt it was cured with the poker and Putjean the secure the flu. The bacon it hung from the ceiling, sure the story I tell you is true. We went to church every Sunday and grandfather wore his best hat. The preacher he spoke from the altar and all the women in different seats sat. Matchmaking was part of tradition and the rambling house filled up at night. When the tailor he told the ghost stories, all the children did shiver with fright. This doubt it was cured with the poker and Putjean the set cure the flu. The bacon it hung from the ceiling, sure the story I tell you is true. Sound of the anvil and the burning horse hoof we could smell. When we passed the forge door in the evening with the water we fetched from the well. We spancled the cows before milking, tied the horse to the wall through the shoe. His collar and hames, the winkers and reins and the harness, we kept them like new. This doubt it was cured with the poker and Putjean the set cured the flu. The bacon it hung from the ceiling, sure the story I tell you is true. 4 miles to the fair in the darkness, with our animals we walked with delight. When the wheeling and dealing was over, everyone waited on for the fight. Now I hope in telling this story, I haven't detained you too long. But there's so much more I must tell you, someday in some other song. This doubt it was cured with the poker and Putjean the set cured the flu. The bacon it hung from the ceiling, sure the story I'll tell you is true. Sure that story I've told you is true.
This story, I tell you, is true, and a very good version of that from T.R. Dallas. Okay, it's been a bit sleepy round here of late, so we're going to liven it up now, because we're going to have some Irish reels from the Bridge Cayley Band. Now, I hope this will get your feet tapping. That's unless you're driving the car.